Patient name, first name Donnie Steele, N-N-I-S. Last name Muskiet, M-U-S-K-I-E-T. Date of birth, 8/12/48. Date of service, 9/22/23. This is a 75-year-old female patient. Here, complaining that she has bad anxiety episodes. She wants something to calm her down. This only happens intermittently. She doesn't want to be taking any medication that she could become addicted to. Her source of anxiety, she states, is she is actually going taking a college-level class at her church. She recently took a course in theology and did very well. She now has two more courses that she is trying to take, causing some test anxiety as well. Period, in a paragraph, allergies to penicillin products and coating. Blood pressure 170 over 84. In spite of this number, she tells me that she took her blood pressure this morning and it was 130 over 65 at home. She tells me she gets herself worked out. Correction, she gets herself worked up every time she has to drive into Cleveland, and typically she says that raises her blood pressure. Period and paragraph, she is on a blood pressure medication as well. Period and paragraph. So pulse is 68, respiration 16, temperature 97.7, oxygenation 98%, current weight 236. Current medications all documented in the chart and reviewed. Medical history, hypertension, hypothyroid, gastroesophageal reflux, chronic migraines. She also has depression and now anxiety. We will add obesity to this list. Current surgical history, she did have a hysterectomy many years ago. Social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, very pleasant, not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese. Period, new paragraph, assessment and plan. Anxiety, patient will be given Vistaril, 50 milligrams, twice a day as needed for anxiety episodes. We'll give her a quantity of 30 with one refill. Period, new paragraph, she's going to monitor her symptoms and return to clinic or call if needed. Period, new paragraph. Patient also encouraged to monitor her blood pressure. She very clearly told me that she did not want any additional blood pressure medication and that she assures me that her blood pressure is normal at the house. Period, new paragraph. Nevertheless, I've asked her for a blood pressure log, and if it would be a bit more elevated, up to 145 or 150, that she should call me for additional medication and follow-up. Patient verbalizes understanding.